Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We'll begin Yud Ches Amud Aleph, about two-thirds of the way down, 17 lines from the bottom. Amar Le Rav Yosef. Till now we were learning that the Machlokes Beis Sham Beis Hillel regarding whether you can put certain items in a kli and have the process take place over the Shabbos. Beis Sham says you can't, Beis Hillel says you can. It was a Machlokes whether it's an Isser of Shvisas Kelim. Beis Shammai says is an Isser Shvisas Kelim. Therefore, for instance, we had the Braisa that said that you can have burn incense, burn spices, and have it give an aroma to the Kelim. The burning takes place over the Shabbos, as long as you put it there before Shabbos. Beis Hillel says it's mutter. Beis Shammai says you can't, because it's also because there's an Isser Shvisas Kelim. Even though you put it there before Shabbos, but if the action is happening, the burning is happening, the malach is happening in your kli on Shabbos, and it's a shvisas kelim. Beis Hillel says it's mutter. If that's the case, why did the Braisa say that you can't put the water in the mill, that you can't put the chitim, rather the wheat, in the water mill and have it being grind during the Shabbos? If Beis Hillel says shvisas kelim is mutter, what's the problem of having, as long as you put the wheat into the mill before Shabbos, even if it grinds on Shabbos, what's the problem? So we said that the problem over there was because of the sound, because of the call. Because of the sound of it, it is not covered for Shabbos. That was one approach that we had to the Machlokes Beis Sham Beis Hillel and how to learn the previous Braisa. But Amar Le Rav Yosef says, no, we should not say that the Isser over there of the putting the wheat in the mill of the Rechaim Shalmayim is not because of the coal, like Rabba says, that it's mashmas coal. Rav Yosef says, v'leim amar, mishum shvisas kelim, that the Isser is shvisas kelim, meaning Rav Yosef says, as opposed to Rabba, Rav Yosef says, even Beis Hillel holds that there is an Isser shvisas kelim. D'zanyim v'chol asher amarti lechem t'shameru, you have to guard everything which I told you, l'rama shvisas kelim, which is a riboy even for shvisas kelim. Like Rashi mentions that the pasuk above talks about laman, yanuach, shorcha, that your animals have to have rest on Shabbos, and it says, b'chol asher amarti, that's marbi, even your kelim have to not do malacha on Shabbos. Meaning, Rav Yosef, even Beis Hillel holds of shvisas kelim. Now, so if you hold, according to Rav Yosef, did even Beis Hillel hold that Shvisas Kelim is a Raisa? God for some Mugen, my time is short. Why did the Braisa say it's mutter to burn the spices and the sulfur? It's burning during the Shabbos. It's Avor. Why is that mutter? Mishum Teloi Koavin Maisa. Because there's nothing actively being done. Meaning, Rav Yosef says both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold Shvisas Kelim, but there is a machlokes. Beis Shammai says that the Isser Shvisas Kelim is whether it's active or passive. So whether it's an action being done, like in the case of the mill, the water mill, where the grinding, it's a movement, there's an action being done to grind the chitim, or whether even if something which is totally passive, which the spices are in a kli and they're burning, nothing is happening, it's just in passive action of being burnt during the course of Shabbos, that's also Shvisas Kelim Daraisa, whereas Beis Hillel holds, they do hold according to Rav Yosef, Shvisas Kelim, but only when it's active, where something active is being done, like the mill, which is grinding, you have the movement of the water mill, is grinding the chitim mutaychin, that's where they hold, there's an Isser Daraisa of Shvisas Kelim, but it's something that's passive, it's just that you have something burning on coals and no action is happening, it's just burning on its own, Beis Hillel holds that would be mutter. So Un Shel Pishta and my time is short. Why did they allow the bundles of flax to be burnt, to be bleached and heated up in the oven like we had in the Mishnah? Mishum Deloy Oven Maisa, because again, there is no mice over there. Umeinach Naichi, it's passive. Metzudas Chayev Oifed Dogim Dekoavad Maisa, my time is short. But why is the case of the trap that we had in the Mishnah where it's trapping the animals or the fish? Now, L'chayra, most of the traps, there is a Maisa. It animal goes into the trap and it closes on it and the it snaps and it closes and it grabs and it catches the animal. So there is a ma'isa. So why should Beis Hillel say that that's mutter? Because he says over there, no, it's different. We're talking specifically in a case over there. We're talking over there, like by the fish, for instance, where it's a hook. There's no mice. The fish swallows the hook. Or kukri is a basket, which is narrow on one end. It's wider on the other end. The animal goes into the wide end, or the fish goes into the wide end. Now, when it gets to the narrow end, it can't go through. It can't pass through. So it can't go out. It can't back out because it gets caught with its gills or its jaw and gets caught. So it gets stuck over there. Again, there's no mice. It's passive. So that's why it's mutter. But according to Ravashi, said in the Ravashi that no, the one who holds that Shvisus Kalim is only Beis Shammai. Veloy Beis Hillel does not hold the Shvisus Kalim, as we had learned previously. Le Beis Shammai, therefore, call Beis Shammai ben kovid ma'isa ben tulgovid ma'isa osir. There's no chilek, there's no difference whether it's active or passive. It's also the Beis Hillel, off of Gav Dekavin Maisa Shari. Even if there is an action, it's still mutter. So again, so then why is the mill, the water mill, Asur? Why can you not put the wheat in the water mill and have it Asur? Like Rabbi said, because it's Mashmas Koil, it makes a sound, it makes the noise, which is not covered for Shabbos. But how should Damar the Beis Shammai, off of Gav Dekavin Maisa Asur? Ihachi Mugma Vigafis, my time Shari Beis Shammai. Well, according to Rav Yosef, he learns that the will, the brisa, that brings down about the sulfur and about the spices to be magma to give the aroma to the kalim and the mill, that brisa is going according to Beis Shammai, according to Rav Yosef, because he holds that the iser of the mill is not Hashmas Kol, is Shvisas Kalim. Now, if we say that the only one who holds that Shvisas Kalim derives is Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel, and irrespective of if there's a mice or not, that brisa, according to Rav Yosef, as opposed to Rabbah, that brisa, according to Rav Yosef, must be going according to Beis Shammai. And yet, the brisa makes a difference between the mugmar and the gafris, which is mutter, and the rechaim, which is also. But it's going according to Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai says that Shvisas Kalim deraisa, irrespective if there's a maisa or no maisa. So what's the chilek between the mugmar and the gafris and the rechaim? So mugmar and gafris, my time is shar Beis Shammai. The moran says hasa mina amanach ara. There's no keli. It's resting on the ground. He's burning the sulfur. He's burning the spices on the ground. So there is no keli. So there's no iser. Gigi is, but if you have a case when a person makes beer, gigi is viner, or a lighting of a candle, ukadera, or a pot that's cooking on the stove, shvud. My time is shor Beis Shammai. How could Beis Shammai say this one? If you have a shvud, a spit, the Korban Pesach was roasting on the spit, and it was roasting, and over there, why time Shore Beis Shammai? The Shvisas Kalim. And as we say, according to Beis Shammai, even if it's passive, even if there's no mice, it's Asur. More answer, the Mafkir Lehu Avkuri. We have to say there's only Mutter according to Beis Shammai. In those type of cases, you have to make it Hefkir before Shabbos, so it's not your Kli, and therefore be Mutter. But otherwise, in a Hanami, will be Asur. Man Tana Lahada Tan Rabban Loi Tamali Isha Gedir Asasi of Termusim Vitaniyach Lusecha Tanarim Shavzim Chashecha, that a woman cannot fill a pot with these types of beans which require a large amount of cooking. They have to be cooked for a long period of time because they're very hard. So she cannot put this on the pot. They can't put the pot in the stove Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, because it will be the cooking will be taking place on Shabbos. And if he put it on Motzei Shabbos, Asur Michlei Shiasa. And if they did, since they did an Isur, you cannot benefit from the Isur. So therefore, it's Asur. You have to wait in order to get any benefit from it. You have to wait the amount of time that it takes to cook it up, starting from scratch after Shabbos. You have to wait that period of time, and only then can you use it. A baker can't fill up a barrel of water, and put it into the oven. Erev Shabbos im chashecha, right before Shabbos. Ve'im also kein l'matzai Shabbos, asur mechnei she'asu. And if he did, it's also l'matzai Shabbos, the period of time that it takes to heat it up from after Shabbos. You cannot get any benefit from the heating that took place on Shabbos. Le'ma be'shamah ve'lo be'sil. Let's say that that's be'sham and not be'sil, because if we're saying the be'sil does not hold the shvi'as kelim, what's the problem? So let's say it's only be'shamai. Mar says, no, afilo tema be'sil, you could say that this is even a according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel does not hold the Shisus Kalim. However, this is a different consideration over here, according to Beis Hillel. It's not Shisus Kalim. It's not a deraisa. It's a gzera shemiyach the b'gecholim. To leave something, a pot on the fire, to leave something in an oven, there's a separate, independent gzera, nothing to do with Shisus Kalim. There's an independent gzera that we're afraid that the person might want it to heat up more quickly, to cook more quickly, and he might stir the coals. Might move it, and that causes it to increase the flame, and that's havora. So it's a gzera that he might cause the fire, he might increase the fire. It might be over the iser of havora on Shabbos, putting something in an oven, on a pot, on a stove, etc. Under certain circumstances, there is a gzera, he might want to hasten it, might want to have it cook more quickly or heat up more quickly, and he'll stir the coals. So it's a gzera. So this you could say even is according to Beis Hillel, because if it's Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, if it's before, it's earlier enough that it'll get heated up or cooked up before Shabbos, it's fine. But if it's im chashecha, it's right before Shabbos, so that when Shabbos comes in, it's not fully cooked or not cooked to the degree that he would want it to be, then there's a gzera that he might stir the coals to happen, make it come quickly, to hasten it up. So therefore, we have a gzera, and that's why it's awesome. Well, the Braisa says Mugmar v'gafris, and according to that, why should Mugmar v'gafris, why should that be mutter according to Beis Hillel? Why aren't we concerned that he'll stir the coals? So over there, Nami Ligzar, we should also be Geizer. The Gemara says, awesome, Loi Machtelo, he will not stir the coals in that case. Why? The Machte Salch Be Kutra Vakashilu, because if he does, it'll cause smoke to come up from the coals. That's not what he wants. He wants the aroma of the spices. But if he stirs it up, it'll cause the black smoke from the coals, and it'll ruin what he wants to do. Frankly, the Gemara, Un Shel Pishtin, Nami Ligzar, why are we Geizer by the bundles of flax? We should also be geyser that. Why Beis Hillel, do they say that it's mutter to put it in before Shabbos? Why are we geyser that he'll stir it, the coals, to make it have to bleach the flax quicker? Mar says, no, awesome, Kevin de Koshalu Zika, the wind, by doing that, if he does open up the oven and causes the wind to come in, it's harmful, it ruins the flax. Loi maglile, he won't open up the oven. Practically more at Samarle, Yoyre Ligzor. Well, why aren't we geyser with the wool that he puts into the pot to dye? Why shouldn't we be geyser in that case? In that case over there, why isn't there gzera? Why is it mutter to put it in right before Shabbos? According to Beis Hillel, why aren't we geyser? Shem Yechate? Amr Shmuel B'yeira Kura Inachanami. Generally speaking, we would be geyser. We would be. We're talking in a specific case over here where it's not on the fire. It's not on the coals, so therefore there's no gzera. Shem Yechate? Well, even if it's not on the fire, even if it's not on the coals, why aren't we geyser that he'll stir it? Now, by stirring it, it also hastens the process. So, and that also would be an iser. What is the iser? Rashi is mashma that the iser would be bishul, that he's cooking it. Taisa says the iser is tsoiveya. There is a malacha. By stirring it, it would be malacha. Why aren't we geyser that he might stir it, he'll come to stir it to hasten the process? So why is it mutter to put it in right before Shabbos? Mora says, answers, Eina Hanami. Generally speaking, it would be. We're talking again in a very specific case, Ba'akura Vatucha. It's talking where it's not on the coals, it's not on the fire, and it's also sealed. So he won't stir the coals because it's not on the coals. And he won't come to stir it. You won't stir the pot because it's sealed and it's a big tircha to remove the seal. It will refrain him. He'll be restrained from stirring the pot. Now that we've established that there is this gzera that he might come to stir the coals, it is mutter, however, to put a pot with raw meat, to put it in the oven right before Shabbos, and we're not concerned that Shemi Yechat Bekholim. Why not? My time came to Loi Chazer Lewurta, because in any event, it's not going to be ready for the evening meal. If it's raw meat, even if he stirs the coals, it's not going to be ready for the evening meals. Asuchay Masach Daita Minei V'Loi Osa Lachatuya Gecholim U'Bashal Shaper Domi. And we say, therefore, it's not going to be ready anyway for the evening meal. There's no point to stir the coals. For the next day's meal, it'll be ready without stirring the coals. So he completely takes it out of his mind about the cooking process and trying to have it cook more quickly to hasten the process. His Messiah dies because it's not going to be ready for the evening meal anyway. Tomorrow it'll be ready without stirring. His Messiah dies. And therefore, there's no gzer, no concern, he might come to stir the coals. Now, when it's partially cooked, that is a case where we have the gzer, because there is a point, there's a purpose to stir it, because that will have it make it cook quickly. It could be ready for the evening meal. So that's where we're concerned that he might come to stir the coals, Shemi Yechad V'Chom. So therefore, that case, it's also to put it on in the oven right before Shabbos. But if he puts in a raw piece of meat over there, a raw bone, raw piece of meat over there, there it is like the pot with raw meat, then it's mutter. Now, we've said before that anything where the wind, by opening up the oven, the draft will be harmful for what's inside, he will not open up. We're not concerned, Shem Yechat, and therefore it's mutter to put it in Erev Shabbos Simcha Sheicha. Ha-bisa de gadje, if you have tender meat, a young kid, a young gdi, and that type of meat, where the draft would be harmful for Vishake, Visharek, Shapidami, and you have it also in a sealed oven, then it's mutter because the draft is harmful, the oven is sealed, he won't come to be mechatz b'gecholim. The barachev, it's talking about not a young animal, not tender meat. It's talking about an older animal where the meat is not, and the draft is not so harmful, and it's not sealed. Also, then it's also because there's nothing to restrain him from opening up the oven and stirring the coals. The gadjev, however, it's gedi meat, if it's the kid meat, which is tender. And the oven is not sealed, or the baruch havisharik, or it's older meat, and it's not so sensitive, visharik, but the oven is sealed. So you have one of the characteristics which would say that it's mutter, but not both of them. So you only have one of the characteristics, Rav Ashi shari. Rav Ashi says, nevertheless, it's mutter. Rav Yirmi Madifti also, he says, it's awesome. He says his mutter. We learned in the Mishnah, ain't soil and basar, batzel ubei el kadeshi yitzulmi vayyam. It says you cannot roast it. You cannot put it to roast unless it's going to be roasted mi vayyam before Shabbos. Why is it asar? According to Ravashi, even if you have one of the aspects, only one of the characteristics, we say that it's mutter. More says in Chanami, Hasam de Baruch Avolei Shorek. It has neither. It's talking about Baruch, it's talking about older meat, it's not sensitive to the draft, and it's not sealed. That's one approach. Ikadamra, another approach is the Gadya, if it's the Gdi, if it's tender meat, Bain Shorek, Bain Lai Shorek, Shaper. Even if you have only that one characteristic, it's still mutter. We're still not concerned he's going to stir the coals. Shapetam. The barcha nami, and even if it's the barcha vishorik, and it's only sealed. So again, you only have one of the characteristics, shapidami. It's also good. We're also not concerned. Ki pligi, where is the machlok? It's the barcha v'loy sharik. It's talking where it's barcha, when it has neither of them. The ravashi shori, rav yirmi medifte aser. According to ravashi, it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's also fractic moral of Ravashi the Shari. What do you mean about Tanain Tzayin Basar Basal Bay Al Kadesh Yitzumi Bayyim? It says that only it has to be able to be roasted from before Shabbos. But Daran Shabbos more answers Hasan Bibisra Agumri. That's talking about that it's not in the oven and it's just on an open coal. So therefore, it's very easy and accessible to stir it. But according to Rav Ashi, he says if it's in the oven, then we say we're not concerned that he will open it up. Omer Ravina, hai kora chaya shaper dami. He says if you have a squash or a pumpkin that's raw, it's mutter. Kim the kosh lezikya kibasar degadya dami. Because since, again, the draft will be harmful, that's considered like basar degadya.